Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Happy almost Valentine's Day, guys. My guy and I went out and celebrated last night because we waited so long we couldn't get a reservation anywhere on Monday night, and today's Super Bowl, so we had our little love celebration last night, which was just lovely, and now I'm having my love celebration with you because I do so love you all. I hope you feel that when I say it, because it's so heartfelt. So, just ask yourself who you can give love to this weekend and tomorrow, and how can you share that love? Because most of us are going, well, who's going to give me love? Who's going to give me love? Well, you get love back when you share it, guys. So be the love you want to see in the world. All right, a few announcements. We have been having trouble with our server that gets the show on iTunes. So last week's show is not on iTunes yet. Nothing we can do about it till our server gets things squared away. But all of them are on YouTube, and it's Dee Wallace Official. Thank you, Stephen, for giving me all that information. We are not going to be doing a webinar this month. I'm going to be doing great to get in all the private sessions I have, and I want to thank everybody for being so understanding and changing their initial times around, because, you know, I booked another film and then I'm leaving to New York to do a film. So February got a little busy, and I think I'm not going to add a webinar to that. But we'll be back in March. Have no fear. We'll be here. And, oh, boy, I'm really excited about Creation Station, June 10th through 12th. That's my big 2.5-day training in my home. We have such a ball. I take everybody out to eat on Saturday. We just have wine and hors d'oeuvres every night and break out into, you know, sessions where we channel for each. It's just an incredible weekend. So just know there are payment plans, even though it's not, you know, other places that I look at are charging $3,000 to $6,000 for weekends like this. We're charging $7,000. There are payment plans available. It's almost half full already. Everybody does have to be vaccinated because we are here for the greater good. And they did give me some preliminary, it's not terribly specific, but Creation Station this year will be all about expanded understanding, how to use energy more powerfully, and new info on our signals. That I'm really excited about that. That just came in this morning. Clarity on making them more powerful and expanding their use, merging the intellect with the heart to expand their use. And I can tell you, guys, this is a challenge that I find with everybody. Staying out of your head is the easiest way I can put it. Staying out of your head and using your heart to create. So I'm going to take everybody through a little process today to hopefully show you how to really do this in the most powerful way. If you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now. If you've already pressed 1, don't press it again. But if you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now. Okay, so I want everybody to stop what they're doing. Close your eyes and go to your love place. And just really feel into that love. Now we're going to take the statement, I am money. Up, go back into your heart. Feel that love. Take a deep breath to the count of 3 or 4. Smile as you exhale through your mouth. You're going to say to yourself, I am money, and it feels like love. Take another breath. Smile. I am money, and that feels like love. Make sure you stay in your heart. Another breath. Now I want you to see the light within you lighting up. I am money, and it feels like love. Another breath. Feel the love. See the light within you. That's all I want you to see. I am money, and it feels like love. Okay. That's the best way you create anything. Most of you, at least in the private sessions that I'm doing, are seeing the creation outside of themselves. Everything created from the love and the light within you. You literally are the money. You are the relationships. You are the success. Okay? You are the frequency. And that's what you want to ignite within you. And then that shoots out into the universe. And the universe magnetizes to it and sends you back new realities. Okay, I hope that explains some things there, because somebody that I did a private with called in and said, Dee, okay, I've been doing this for a few months. Nothing's changing. Well, first of all, she was trying to make it happen, which, you know, you cannot have any agenda. The only reason you are doing this is to feel the love around the subject you want, not to make it happen, okay? So when I took them through this, she went, oh my God, that's not at all what I've been doing. So that's why I really hope this clarified it. If not, bring it up on the show, and we'll talk about it some more. Okay, we are going to Maria in San Francisco.
Good morning.
Hi, babe. Good morning.
Happy Heart's Day.
Yeah, you too, babe.
Thank you. Yeah, that was actually a lot more clarifying when you said use the words to say it feels like love. I resonate more with that since I'm a word person. I wanted to know, I'm seriously acting on moving and trying to be in my knowing. Or
oh, no, no, you're not trying.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm looking on Craigslist, and I'm using the word storage and garage to clarify what I need in my search, and it's not coming up with a lot yet, so I'm looking
for... I wouldn't go to Craigslist, Maria. I would go to some of the local papers. You know, like, I don't know what you have. We have the Penny Saver out here and a couple of other things. I have just found that there are a lot of people on Craigslist that are not in the highest integrity.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess.
And I'm sure... Yeah. I'm sure there are a lot that are also, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the first thing I heard is tell her to go somewhere else. So I would start there. Was that your question or was there another question?
It was part of it. And then I was looking to actually move out of the Bay Area and go south maybe to the Los Angeles area. Is that, am I hearing my intuition and desires clearly?
I get a yes. Guys, all you have to do is ask yourself, does that make me feel happy? Does that make me feel excited? And if it does, that's where what you want to follow.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I hear you there. Yeah.
Huh?
I hear you there. It's just so much involved, and it's been over 25 years since I actually moved out on my own, and so just trying to make sure that...
Yep, that's a big step for you, Marie, and I want to applaud you because you've come a really, really long way in order to even be thinking about that. So, yippee for you.
And part of that. I appreciate that and you very much.
Well, thank you. But what you guys have to understand is the choice and the commitment comes first. And then the path becomes easier and opens up. So if you're trying to figure everything out before you make a choice and a commitment, it's mm-hmm. going to be a lot harder and a lot more muddled. And that's what most of us do. Well, let me make sure I've got some kind of guarantee, right, before I make a move on this.
Yeah.
But you have to make a choice and commit first. And then start asking, okay, how can I do this? I'm committed to doing it. How can I do it? Okay?
Am I being blocked by my belief about selling things? Because I did actually end up not doing a garage sale, but just listing things online, and it's just not selling since, like, Christmas.
Okay. But that's not your block.
Okay.
Is there a block? No. All right. So you want to ask yourself, what do I have to do to sell all these things? And the first word that comes in is commit. You see, you put your stuff up, but you haven't really said, I'm moving to L.A. I got it. I'm going to get rid of this stuff, period.
It crossed my mind, yeah, to
okay, all right.
Period.
So move into that power and then see what happens. And again, maybe you want to put it up on other places. All right, baby?
Yeah.
All
Can
right.
I ask you about my mom really quick? I was told that she had some messages for me, but I haven't heard anything. Is there a better way I can communicate?
You haven't asked, Maria. You've got to ask, guys, if you want to connect with people on the other side, you got to connect with them. That's a true statement. You thought you did.
Okay.
Have you said, Mom, I want messages from you right now. And the channel's saying she has connected with you, but you're not aware of it. So, guys, look for electrical things that happened. Look for their favorite flowers. Or, like the case of my brother, when I said, Denny Bell, I need to hear from you. I heard the song that he played in his first sermon 11 times in the next 2 days. But you have to be aware, you see. Mm-hmm. I'm going out to Valentine's Day last night. It started playing again. And I just stopped and said, Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Denny. Right? You have to be aware. You have to be conscious. Because it takes a lot of energy for them to, you know, reach out and touch us. All right. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. Kim in Phoenix, you up.
Hello, Dee. Happy Valentine's Day early and to the rest of the entourage in Conscious Creation.
Yeah, thank you, darling. You too.
You bet. Thanks. You asked me to call in this Sunday about what you talked about at the top of the hour about feeling the love before you send it out, because that's something I was not doing.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, I want you to explain to them the difference that you felt.
Well, when I was sending the love out, the best way I can describe it, gang, is I had like electricity or ants, whatever you want to call it, you know,
tingle.
Up and down my arms. Yeah, tingle, that's it. You know, whatever, you know, because everybody calls it something different, tingles in my arms and, you know, sometimes in my legs. I'm getting it right now. So, and my heart felt like it was open or it had light, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, I've been very consciously doing that.
Okay. So I want to be very clear, Kim, that it automatically goes out, guys. You don't have to work to make it go out. I want you to focus on feeling it and creating it within. When you feel it and create it within you, the electrical charges from your heart and your brain automatically go out to the universe.
Oh. Well, thank you for that clarification.
Okay, good. That's even more clarification. That's why I said to you at the beginning of the show, see the light within you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That light is literally the creation of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Play around with your light.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds kind of sexual, doesn't it? All right, bye. Thanks, Kim. Okay. Jean-Marie. I always like to say it that way. In Massachusetts. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi. I have an appointment Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and I would like to be prepared for this appointment, and I was wondering if the channel had anything to say about it.
Well, I hope it's 9 o'clock my time, because I don't start at 8.
Yes. I
just
think it's
saying.
Actually more like 10 o'clock your time.
Okay. Well, but you see, it doesn't work that way, just like creation doesn't work that way. You have to choose what you want to know about and ask the specific questions that you want to know.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid of this appointment because it was sent to me in a very, it felt, the energy felt angry way, and it's a professor.
What?
And I think they want to kick me out of class because I made a mistake in the third week on a second homework assignment.
Wait,
on
what are you talking
coding.
About? Are you talking about Lauren or I sent you something that was angry?
No, 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 no.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, you know the project I'm working on, and I'm taking a computer coding class. I'm learning how to write computer code, and a professor sent me an appointment for 8 o'clock in the morning and tomorrow, and it felt like a threat. I made a mistake on a homework assignment, and they were very negative about
it.
And
all right, see, that,
and I created
is, your,
by making
that
a mistake.
Is your perspective. That is your perspective.
Oh.
Of the world.
That's true.
Okay, then you're going to keep creating. Look, just cop to it. Say, sir, I'm sorry, I take full responsibility, and I'm here to get the most out of this class. I am committed. So how can I be better? Help me. Isn't that what you want?
Well, I've already pretty much sent him that email, yeah.
Okay, then let it go. You have to change your perspective. See, that's what the three pillars that I talk about in Born, that's exactly what I'm talking about. If you
right,
see
have the world
people,
see.
That's right, if you see people out there persecuting you and against you, then you will keep creating situations that mirror that perspective.
If we could back up one sec, I didn't see him that way. I saw him as a friendly ally who would co-create with me, and I think that's the mistake I made because I sent the homework with, I welcome your comments, I'm really interested in learning from you. And
it goes
I got,
right to know. It goes right to know. Your word said it, but your belief systems expected him to not be there for you in some way. And they just keep saying, baby, that's how you see the whole world.
I don't disagree with that. I have a
well, then that tells you exactly what you have to shift within you if you want to live in a different world.
Well, thank you.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. I choose to see me as somebody that everybody honors and respects and comes through for. I see a world where that's possible, and I see all people looking back at me and going, wow. She is open and ready for us to honor and respect her now. And we're doing it. Start seeing the world that way, and you'll see your life change, I guarantee you.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. I know my Baptist preacher's on today, isn't she? Tammy in Delaware, you're on.
Hi, V. Happy pre-Valentine's Day. Okay.
Thank you,
so,
baby.
I've been rocking and rolling since our private sessions, stepping into, you know, things like creative my 2022 work. Feel closer to the baby coming to fruition. What I realized, I'm better able to recognize, oh, shoot, I'm still holding on to some things. Had an appointment to prepare, you know, still in the IVF journey. And in my breast exam, they found a cyst, what they think is a cyst. Because of what I realized, I feel healthy. My mom passed from breast cancer. And so I realized anytime there's something with breast, I'm feeling there's a fear and I want to let that go. My life is not the same as my mom's life, and I know I cannot keep having this anxiety when it comes to my breast, right? So what I want from you is my regular doctor said, everything seems normal. Me, I still decided to keep an appointment. I feel like everything is okay, but what is the highest claim that I can make so I can stop, recycling, every time I get closer to the baby? Okay.
I nurture myself.
Okay.
Do you understand that a woman's breast is the source of nurturing for her child? Okay. Do you get that?
I do.
Okay. Can you be your own child and nurture yourself with your knowing that you are in perfect divine health?
I think so. I thought I was. So.
Well, you are. This just put a scare in you, that's all. And and it's reminding you of a little belief system that you need to clear up. So, you know, any time there's anything with the cervix or the uterus or the breast, it's all about us nurturing ourselves, guys, because that is literally where we create, bear, and nurture our children. Make sure when you say, I am nurtured, that includes by yourself to yourself. Okay, what were you going to say?
One of the ways I know I'm still not nurturing myself is with my sister, you know, my mom's only other child. Because I raised her, when I'm around her, the energy feels low, but I do it out of obligation. So it's like that is the way I'm nurturing myself. Yes.
That's a choice. Okay.
And I no longer want to make that choice.
Okay. You're grown now. Can you choose to do it out of choice and love instead of obligation? And if it takes you into a lower vibration, then back off for a while.
Okay.
Until you can. All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Susan, you're up.
Good morning. Happy early Valentine's.
Thank you, darling.
I am the powerful God of me who values myself in creating myself through divine love. And that includes when I do things for myself, if they don't feel right, like if, for instance, we're talking about Eric, if he asked me to do something that I'm not feeling good with, I tell him, stand up and say no.
Well, it's about time, Susan.
This is true. And being able to say no, I realize, has been something that I have worked on. So it's like, okay, I'm done. He has to create his own life. And if he does things that, or asks me to do things that does not feel right to me, I'm like, no, this is not the way it's going to happen. So lovingly, I am going to approach him. We do have a date set for Tuesday. I'm going to lovingly approach him and let him know that this is how I feel about certain things that have come up, and that's all there is to it. And if he doesn't like it, too bad. Because it's my life, my creation.
All right, okay.
Me.
That's right. And you don't have to do it defensively. You see?
No,
I want to do it with
love.
Because
exactly. It's divine love.
Because the more through love and you do what's best for you, you're also serving him by not enabling him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
Good for you. Woohoo and yippee. Thank you, Susan.
And I'm thinking I might see you at Creation Station. Possibly. I'm thinking, you know, that's something that I'm looking into.
Well, you just let us know.
I will. And, you know, I know I'm already working with everybody's, the guides, and my guides, your guides, everybody's guides is going to be there. As to what to create for, I'm so happy about this. It's exciting. I love it.
Well,
it gives me such
because
great joy.
See, you're doing something for yourself, Susan, that you
exactly.
really want to do.
The whole last week, you know, I went out to karaoke, and sang, and things are just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, we can hear it in your vibration, dude.
I am money. I know it. Money flows to me so easily now.
We like that, don't we? All right. Okay. Thank you, darling. Good for you.
I love you.
We're celebrating with you.
Thanks.
Okay, Miss Heather in Philadelphia. Well, that made me happy to hear Susan so up. Miss Heather, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Great.
So I'm fairly new to your book and conscious creation and the show, and I think I'm just calling to find out, like, if what is my highest claim around love and money?
Well, interestingly enough, everybody, it's the same statement. So first of all, that's the first gift. Love is money and money is love. Okay, so the highest claim, this page here, 1, 2, 5, 1, 2. Okay, so your highest claim is, I am the powerful God of me that knows exactly what I want and loves it.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it. I think that for me, sometimes it comes in ways that you didn't expect it.
Always, usually.
Yeah.
But
so I think
only...
I had it set in my mind how it would look, and I think I'm learning to see it in a different way.
The universe will bring it forward for you in a much greater and more creative way than you could ever imagine. Trust me, I've had so many experiences in my life. Well, I write about a lot about them in Born, but it's just amazing what the universe will conjure up once you have chosen and committed. I'm going to rub everybody's nose in that until you get it. Choose and commit, and then you work with the universe, and it just takes you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All righty. See, so one thing Heather has to do is get very clear about what she wants with money. And again, the channel loves for you to write it down and make a complete list of everything you want within the subject of what you want. Okay? You want more than enough money. You want to feel great about the money coming in. You want to bring money in a really balanced way so you don't work yourself to death, right? Okay. Miss Natalie in France. Hello, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about committing. I get things started easily, but when I'm creating something really personal, I tend to disconnect and feel some insecurities, which I don't exactly pinpoint.
Okay, so Natalie, what did your dad have to do with teaching you that you weren't worth it?
He wasn't really present or available. That's what comes up.
Okay.
And what I've seen of him when as an adult is his level of self-worth wasn't really, really great, even though he's really, really loving.
Okay. The belief that you put together when you were little, though, is people aren't available, okay? When they're creating what they want, people aren't available. The people who I need to love me, the people who take care of me, they aren't available. So you stop yourself every time you start going into your creation because you're in fear that, A, you won't be available to yourself, and, B, the people who you need to draw to you will not be or will become unavailable.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So
yeah.
Subconsciously you go, well, what's the use? What's, I got it started, but what's the use in completing it, because nobody's going to come forward for me. They're not going to be available. So, again, that's a belief system that you have the power to shift.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. There's nothing higher. So start working on that and start changing your perspective to one that will match what you want. Okay?
Okay, great. Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Whoops, didn't get you off there. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you? Happy everything.
Happy everything, baby cake. What's up?
Well, what's up is I finally feel self-love, and I, like, really had to refocus on realigning to God and facing that direction. And the first two words you spoke today, love celebration. I'm like, yeah, going to the bathroom, it's a love celebration. Eating good, it's a love celebration. I mean, what's not a love celebration? If it's not a love celebration, then I'm the one that has to shift to make it a celebration.
Absolutely. And that definitely includes loving yourself, Nancy. I'm so happy to hear that you're really getting this and starting to live it, baby.
Yeah, I just made my first commitment ever. Here I am, 74. I've traveled around the world, and today I declared, okay, I can lose weight between Valentine's Day and the end of the month. That's 14 days. That's doable. I can exercise, move around on my bed to TV, MTV move sounds, and for like 30 minutes twice a day. And now here I am lying on my bed listening to you, and I'm moving my legs as we speak. I'm moving my arms. It's like, why not? Why? What's with this half an hour thing? Every moment is an opportunity to move. If I'm sitting watching a television show, I can still move my body and focus on my size 12 dress. I want to be my size 12 again.
Okay, well, start saying, I am size 12.
Yes, I am size 12.
Not
I
want to
healthy.
Be. Not I want to be. I am size 12, and I am healthy, and I love it.
I am healthy, and I love my liver, and I love my adrenals, and I love my brain, and I love my intestines, and I love.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally.
Yeah.
So the sun
Woo-hoo!
Has risen.
Woo! Thank you, baby. Happy V-Day. Karen in Ohio, you're on.
Hi. I want to know, I've been having pain in my left shoulder, and I thought it was me carrying the load all the time. I was saying that to my little girl, too, saying that you can let the load go. You learned your lesson from it. But it kind of dulled and went away, but then now it's back and kind of sharp. So,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
When I say it's anything really serious, I get a no. But let me give you, not a doctor, guys, energetic information here. There's a core belief. This page here, 1-5. Okay, they're taking me to the core belief. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're replacing the word energy with power. I don't think I have enough power to do what, Karen?
Oh, wow. Like,
what do you
think? I
don't
know. Like, I feel like.
No, tell yourself you do know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that I feel like I have to carry the load a lot in my household. So I feel like in, like, taking care of my mom and my husband and my kids. And so I feel like maybe that's what it is. Maybe.
Okay. How about I have the power to let go and let everyone create themselves.
Okay.
Well, how does that feel?
That feels good because I feel like I always have to have control. And I'm working on that.
Well, so. Yeah. So if you feel like you always have to have control, then you
uh-huh.
will keep creating your family and everybody else, letting you have to
control it
and weigh you down, right?
Right.
So you can't have it both ways. It's an oxymoron.
Right. Absolutely.
And I remind everybody in the I Am discourses, they give us the perfect phrase, I release you to your own divine I Am presence. I release you to your own creation. Now, as a mother, of course, we love, we support, we nurture, but at some point, we have to go, okay, this is up to you now. Your life is up to you. I will be here to support and love you, but I am not going to create your life for you.
Right.
I mean, even when they're little babies, we're not creating their life for them. We're just nurturing them, guarding them, and taking care of them until they know they are the creation of themselves. So you have to let go, Karen.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is very helpful.
Anything else?
I think that's all. Thank you.
All right, baby. You're welcome. Okay. Whoops, I didn't get you off. There you go. All right, 717-938. You're on. I don't have a name. 717-938. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Cindy.
Hello, Miss Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm just ducky. I don't know where that word came from. I'm just ducky. What can I do for you today, baby cakes?
Well, I wanted some help with any claims to help clear arthritis.
Okay. Arthritis is usually about being very stubborn in your ways and very stiff in your ways. So when I say that, what ways, what actions, what belief systems come up that you are very stubborn about?
I didn't think I was stubborn, so I'm struggling to find where I'm stubborn.
Okay, all right. Well, don't struggle. We don't get there by struggling. We get there by knowing. I know that we're all taught to struggle, Cindy. That's a big one that I had to, took me years to work out of that one and redirect it. So am I going to a core belief? This page, hold on, this page here, 30, 32, 33. Okay. They're taking me to the core belief, I can only get close to my creation.
Oh, that was my other question. I've been struggling for some 40 years, starting with affirmations, and now, you know, you guys all talk about it, you have to feel it, and it just doesn't seem to manifest no matter what I try, so that's
what
it is.
Okay, you remember in the good book, it says, as you believe, it will be delivered to you. In other words, as you believe, that will be the reality that you live. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You have the belief, I can only get close to creation. So if that belief is in place, that will be how your life shows up. And then you go, well, damn it, I'm going to control everything so I can make it happen. And then your arthritis flares up.
Ah, okay, makes perfect sense. Do you have any highest affirmations or sayings I can keep repeating?
Okay, yes. I want to be clear, though, Cindy. You're kind of new, right, to our little group here?
To yours, yes, but I've been on Masterworks Healing for a couple years.
Nobody teaches what I teach. Well, it's interesting. Now that I've been teaching it for 10 years, some people are picking up what I've been teaching. But nobody teaches the direction of energy.
I agree, yeah.
So all energy is neutral. There is no positive or negative energy. Energy must be directed, and we direct energy through our thoughts, our feelings, and our belief systems. So you have been directing the energy of you, your life, to only get close to creation, and then struggle to try to control it. That is literally how you have been directing the energy of your life to show up. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, these are not affirmations. These are strong directions to energy. In the good book, it says, ask and ye receive. But ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. This will be delivered to me now. And that's what we're doing, which is very different than just saying words. Okay. So, do you have a pencil?
Yes.
Okay. I am the powerful God of me. Who completes all my creation with joy and love and ease. They want to add that, and ease.
Thank you. I really
appreciate it. All right, hold on. Did I miss any words? No. That's her complete. Now, do you know about your love place?
Yes.
Okay. You don't. Well, let me put it this way. If you want to get the full benefit out of any of direction of energy, you do it through love.
Yes.
And
yes.
The more, okay. So, what you to be sure of is that you have no agenda, because that's what you've been doing all your life. I'm going to make this happen. The only thing I want you to focus on is that statement and feeling love.
Okay.
Okay?
I do agenda.
Darling? Okay.
I do my claims and things after, you know, I'm holding my dog, like you always talk about. My dogs are my love place, so I do try and start there each time.
Yes, and your dogs are a good love place. But they smack me across the face every time I use that word, but. And you're trying to make it happen, which is the very thing that you are trying to recreate.
Okay.
Letting go of holding on to that control so much, which is the source of your arthritis.
Okay. That must
Got
be
it?
Stubborn. I agree. Thank you so much, Dee. I love listening to you.
You are welcome. That was great for everybody. My God, did she just so serve everybody. Guys, that was it in a flipping nutshell. And we're going to call the show with that. That was awesome. So let's say it loud and say it proud. Go to your love place. I love me. Come on. I love me. Woohoo. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Yippee.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.